Welcome to the Arise podcast. My name is Tanya Anderson. I'm the CEO here at Arise, and it's my pleasure to have with me today Chris Arnold, a longtime volunteer with the Arise and Ski program. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks, Tanya. It's nice to be here.
So Arise and Ski is a program that we've had since 1996, in which volunteers and a small staff of instructors work with people with disabilities to get them on the slopes skiing. We've had great partnership for years with Toggenburg Mountain, and now we are partnering with Ski CNY, and we're out at Labrador. And Chris, you have been there since almost the beginning.
Yeah, I was made aware of the Arise and Ski program by my niece back in the Christmas time of 1996, 97 maybe. Mm-hmm. And she enjoyed it so much, she was volunteering. And my brother-in-law was a instructor at Toggenburg, regular ski instructor at Toggenburg, right, if you will. I use air quotes on regular.
Okay.
And they told me about the program, and I had not skied in years. Young family and so forth. Didn't feel I could justify the time on the slope, but they were telling me about it, and the idea of being able to help someone and get back to skiing a bit, for a shift or two with a rise on the weekend, it was very appealing. So I decided to go give it a try.
And what did you find when you got there?
What I found when I got there was that it was a lot of fun, and we had the ability, as I had hoped, to give some people an opportunity that might not normally have been for them to get up on the hill. And that what getting up on the hill means depends on the person. It could be at the learning center only. It could be going up on the big hill eventually, or maybe right away. But there's a diverse number of students and abilities, I guess, if you could say. And I was taught how to help them. And I really enjoyed it and have had some long relationships with couple of my students actually over the years.
That's great. And I think the thing about Arise and Ski that a lot of folks don't realize is that number one, our students, our skiers, are people with really any kind of disability. So mm-hmm. It could be a physical disability, a sensory disability, a developmental disability, really anything. And the other thing is that they are skiing on the hill along with the skiers who are not mm-hmm. in the program. So it's completely inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What do you see? I want to talk a little bit about what you're doing with your particular students, but when you're on the hill and you're seeing this full inclusion, what are some of the reactions that you observe from the other skiers?
Well, we were at Toggenburg for so long that we were part of the scenery, I guess you could say, and most everybody knew about the program and supported the program, and it's becoming that way at Labrador. Our first year there, I think people were wondering what we were doing when we're out there with different apparatus and, and so forth. But what I have found over the years is that it's an experience where the entire hill is supporting you. The lifties that help you get on the chair or whatever, they're happy to slow things down for you to get on, get off, and the other skiers that are there that are not part of the program now are understanding what we're trying to do there and are very supportive. So it's nice. It's like it's becoming part of the community.
And that's so important. And what we're trying to do here is really what we do at Arise anyways, mm-hmm. which is full inclusion, looking at a person with a disability as a whole person that has needs for fun and recreation and employment and everything else.
Yep.
So when you are working with a student, can you talk a little bit about what you are doing as the volunteer to adapt the ski program for them?
Sure. Well, first of all, you need to get to know the person, get to know the person's perhaps particular disability or disabilities, right, whether it's physical, sensory, for example, or both sometimes.
Right.
And then adapt to that. the teaching method in terms of the skiing, or in some cases snowboarding, but mostly skiing, on the hill. And it's, you know, everyone's an individual.
Right.
And what we really need to do is understand the person we're with, and then try to introduce them to the skiing in a way that is comfortable for them and safe for them,
right?
And enjoyable for them.
And can you give an example of some of the, use the word apparatus, and just some of the tools, the physical tools that are out there on the hill?
Certainly. Probably the easiest to recognize are the sit skis, where a person who perhaps doesn't have mobility in their legs, so therefore couldn't stand up on skis, is actually in I call it a bucket with
right.
skis underneath, and is being tethered down the hill by an Horizon Ski volunteer. That's a very obvious, I guess, example of the adaptive skiing techniques that we use. But we also have stand-up skiers who simply need to learn how to control themselves better. We have people with that we use a long pole. We put the person in the middle of the pole and the student in the middle of the pole, and we have two instructors, one on each end, and we all go parallel down the hill. I've done that a lot over the years.
Nice.
There are a number of ways to adapt the apparatus that we have. Again, it depends on the particular student's physical capabilities and emotional capabilities,
right.
and sometimes fear of the hill. But we're trying to introduce them into ways that will safely get them down the hill, of course, and allow them to enjoy the experience.
And some of these folks come to us with no prior ski experience.
Oh, yes.
And others have been, some folks have been skiers and mm-hmm. perhaps have sustained an injury that
mm-hmm.
has changed things.
That's correct, yes.
And then we've got folks that have been with the program for a long time and just, I would say, graduated probably
mm-hmm.
from having a couple people on that pole to nobody. Can
correct.
You talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I actually, I've had a 15-year relationship with a student. He came when he was 7 or 8, and you know, we assessed him, and we decided that using that pole that I referred to earlier would be good for him, and we stayed using that pole for probably 10 years. Or seasons, I should say.
Right.
And then we graduated to tethering, so he actually had a harness on, and I was tethering behind him to make sure he didn't get out of control, but he was being stand up by himself.
So a tether, just to interrupt, is mm-hmm. like a cord.
Yes, you could say a cord, two long cords, so there's definitely space between you and the skier, and you're helping them make decisions on turning left or right by pulling in one direction or the other,
right.
And making sure that they don't get out of control speed-wise.
Got it.
Right. And then he graduated to free skiing, and literally this season, his father and I discussed this, they decided they were just going to go skiing as a family now, because
wow.
he had graduated to the free skiing ability, really. And the last 2 years, actually, we've just been free skiing together, the father, another volunteer, a student, and myself. And it was nice to have had that progression and that long relationship with the student and the family over the years. And I miss seeing them, but I'm also very happy that, you know, that this is how it has developed.
I was going to ask how that all makes you feel. What a sense of accomplishment you must have.
I'm very happy for them, and and feel grateful for having had the opportunity to be with them over this time.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Are there other experiences with skiers that you'd like to share?
Well, I think it's important to, and you touched on this, Tanya, the diversity of the students that we have is wide in terms of their own abilities and in terms of their attitudes. And I just can think of some of our students who are just fearless. Too fearless.
Right.
And it, you know, goes to the other end. And, you know, I remember learning how to ski for the first time, and I was not a little kid. I was a 17-year-old, you know,
right.
I won't say man, but a 17-year-old. And, you know, there's justified reluctance to come down a hill at breakneck speed, and there should be.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's nice to see so many students that are able to come and enjoy the program, and you know, they don't come from skiing families. I did not come from a skiing family, okay? Mm-hmm. So for them to be able to have this experience at, you know, a variety of ages, first time to be able to come up on the hill, it's just nice. And then to see them be able to leave the learning center area to go up to the main hill and conquer getting on a ski lift for the first time and getting right. up and getting off and coming down the hill. It's just it's a nice feeling to be able to see that, if you know, even if you're not that person with that instructor with that student, just to see the progression.
I've been on the hill, and I'm not a skier, and just for me to observe that is just so powerful.
It's nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think about this program that is so unique is we've got volunteers like yourself who have been doing it for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the relationships you build among your fellow volunteers and the camaraderie and just what keeps everyone coming back?
Well, yeah, I mean, that which appealed to me to begin with is definitely there, and that is the ability to have a good time doing a good thing. That to me is the essence of volunteering, and I think that is what appeals to anybody who comes out and volunteers, to feel like to be able to help others and enjoy that process. I get as much or more out of it than I think my student does, and I think that feeling rings true with if not all our volunteers, most of our volunteers. And you know, like-minded people, I guess, being together, yes, yeah, we definitely creates camaraderie. It's nice to be able to see them, work with them on the hill and enjoy a beverage afterwards, right. In the lodge. And yes, it's a really nice experience.
And you have a lot of fun together. I've observed them, and just you genuinely care about each other and about mm-hmm. the skiers. It's really a magical place.
Yep, it's a nice place to be. And I, you know, I haven't spent any time at the farm other than for the bike ride that we used to do for a rise.
Right.
But it's got to be the same thing with the horses and the students there and the instructors. I would imagine it's very similar.
It is similar because it's, again, like we've said, recognizing people with disabilities mm-hmm. as unique individuals that want to experience recreation and mm-hmm. fun and inclusion and acceptance, just like all
anybody
of us.
Else.
Just
access
like anybody
else. And independence for all.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing we should talk about is volunteers. This is a serious commitment. Not mm-hmm. only are you on the hill for an extended period of time, but you go through a lot of training. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, there is dry land training, as we call it. In other words, not on the hill. Talking about how to, especially for first-time volunteers, how to work with a student that you've never met before. Again, starts with getting to know the person, getting to know their own particular situation. People may not have worked with folks with any kind of disability before. Learn about the disabilities that they may be exposed to for the first time, whether it's physical or sensory or anything along those lines. And then, you know, it's getting up on the hill and you know, teaching how to teach.
Right.
Within the context of what is good for that particular student, right? We're not training people to be racers. We're not setting up gates too much. I mean, actually, setting up gates can be very helpful because it helps you turn. But again, we're not trying to bring people to Olympic caliber skiers here. What we're trying to do is get them up there to in a position where they're able to enjoy it in a safe manner.
And you're absolutely succeeding in that effort. And I just can't thank you enough, Chris, for all that you do for the program these many years and just the joy you bring to people. And just thanks for everything.
My distinct pleasure. Thank you.
For more information on how you can support Arise, visit our website at ariseinc.org. Support Arise. Support independence.